Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We're holding Tes Zayin Amid. These are the last two lines of the Amid. Amr Rabba Amid Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta. Godoil Talmud Torah Yoisim Mikibet Ava'im. The mitzvah of learning Torah is even greater than the mitzvah of Kibet Ava'im. How do I know? Shekol Oisin Shonim Shor Yaakov Avinu Bebeis Eiver. Loin Ne'enash. All of those years that Yaakov Avinu was in Beis Eiver learning Torah, he was not punished. What does this all mean? As we'll see in the Gemara now momentarily, that Yaakov Avinu was not with his parents, specifically with Yitzchak, with Rivka, for a period of 36 years. Of those 36 years, 22 years he was subsequently punished for not being with his parents and not offering them and showing them Kibbut Ave'eh. How many years was he punished? 22 years. What was the punishment? The fact that Yosef was, if you will, considered to be like dead in the eyes of his father, that he wasn't with him for those 22 years. Eventually, of course, he found out that Yosef was, Baruch Hashem, alive and kicking and thriving in Mitzrayim. But for 22 years, he suffered. That suffering was a punishment that he caused Yitzchak and Rivka to suffer in his absence, that Yaakov Avinu was not there. So although he was not at home to help out and do Kibbut Ave'im for 36 years, he was only punished for 22 years, because the other 14 years he was Bebeis Eiver learning Torah. That's the bottom line. The Gemara is now going to go through the Cheshbonos. The calculations are relatively straightforward. We just have to focus your attention and your mind, because otherwise you can get lost in the numbers. But it's very straightforward. The Amamai. And we're up to the top of Yedzayin Amid Aleph. Lama nimnu shnoisev shal Yishmael. Why does the Torah tell us, and we're going to have on the next line, that the Torah tells us that Yishmael died at the age of 137. Why do I care? Vusin min hafkemina. He died earlier, he died later. After all, Yishmael was Yishmael. So tomorrow, kid Eliyachis behen shnoisev shal Yaakov. Because it wants to go and tell us what the years of Yaakov Avinu were, so that we should be able to go through the cheshbon that we just spoke about, that Yaakov was not with his parents for 36 years, but he was punished for 22 years. The Chassidut says in the pasuk, "Ve'evishnei chay Yishmael mi'as shana u'shloishim shana v'sheva shanim, 137 altogether. Kama koshish Yishmael mi'Yitzchak." So let's start from the beginning. Until now we spoke about Yishmael dying at the age of 137. Let's talk about when he was born. When he was born, how much older was he than Yitzchak? After all, Yishmael and Yitzchak were brothers, at least half-brothers. But when Yishmael was born, Yitzchak wasn't born yet, as we know. When was Yitzchak born? 14 years later. Kama koshish Yishmael Yitzchak arbei seshonin, 14 years. The Chassidut says in the Pasuk, the Avram ben Shmoinim Shana v'sheish Shanim. Avram Avinu was 86 years. Beledes Hogar es Yishmael li Avram. When Yishmael was born, Avram was 86 years old. Uksiv, the Avram ben Mi'as Shana, he was 100 years old. Bivolid loy es Yitzchak benai. Okay, so simple arithmetic tells you that if Yishmael was born at when Avram was 86, Yitzchak was born when Avram was 100, that the difference is a difference of 14 years. Uksiv, the Yitzchak ben Shishim Shana beledes Oisa. We're down to the next generation. Yitzchak is giving birth to his children. And who are his children? Esav and Yaakov. They were both twins, as we know. And Yitzchak was 60 years old at the time. Okay, so now, since we know that Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak, when Yitzchak gave birth at the age of 60, how old was Yishmael? Bar kama hav Yishmael, kesid yalid Yaakov, when Yaakov was born, bar shivim v'arba, 74 years old, right? Very simple arithmetic. If you're telling me that Yitzchak was 60 years old when he gave birth to Yaakov, and if Yishmael was 14 years older, how much is 60 and 14?
74.
And that's what the Gemara says, that Yishmael was 74 years old. Now, since we know that Yishmael died at the age of 137, kama paishin mishnei, how many years are left over till his passing, if we start off with 137, and we subtract 74, does anybody have any idea of how many years are remaining? How much would you say? Take a wild guess. 137 minus 74. 63, exactly right. Shitin utlas, there's 63 years left to his life. V'tanya, hoyyankov avinu b'shosh in his borech me'oviv ben shishin v'sholishana. Wow! What a coincidence. Yaakov Avinu was 63 years old when he received the bracha from his father, Yitzchak. Now, if that's the case, if we're saying that Yishmael had 63 years more to go after Yaakov Avinu was born, and if we're saying that Yaakov Avinu got his brachas at the age of 63, then by the definition of Boi Beperik Meis Yishmael, then Yishmael died in that time period. Now, how do I taka know that Yaakov got the brachas at the age of 63, when we were children and we learned about the brachas of Yaakov, you know, and Esav? We assumed that father called them when they were 20 years old, 30 years old, 40 years old, Kimteran, Mantai, Razim, come on in. But he's already 63. That's pretty old. How do we know that? Because we know Boi Beperek Meis Yishmael. How do we know that Yishmael died at that time? Dechsev, Vayar Esav, Kivorech Yitzchak es Yaakov. He saw that he had benched Yaakov Vinu, and he sent him to Padanaram to go and find there a wife. So Esav says, so it's time to get married. And Vayelech Esav al Yishmael. So Esav went to his uncle Yishmael, Vayikach es Mochlas bas Yishmael, and he married his cousin Mochlas, the daughter of Yishmael, who was Achois Nevoyois, the sister of Nevoyois. Freiti Mora, why do I have to say that she was a sister Nevoyois? Who cares? We just know that Mochlas was the daughter of Yishmael. The fact that she had a brother Nevoyois, l'chayr is l'imal of l'imayit. However, says Yimor, Mimashra Shenemra Bas Yishmael, and Yedeshu Achois Nevoyois, the psukim elsewhere say that Yishmael had a son by the name of Nevoyois. So why did the Torah have to repeat it here? I'll tell you why. Malamit Shekidsho Yishmael Umeis. As you know, in the good old days, the Eirusin and the Nisuin did not take place at the same time, but it was typically up to a year's space in between. We nowadays, of course, do the Eirusin and Nisuin one back to back, one after the other. Otherwise, with every single time a person got married, we'd have to go to two chasins, and two varts, and two congratulations, who knows what. It would just go and...
two small reports.
Exactly. And it would just add additional expense and photographers and this and that and all the rest. But getting back to our Gemara, Malamit Shekidshu Yishmael. Yishmael did the Eirusin, he did the Kiddushin, and then Umeis, and he passed away. So who is the one that was now led Mochlas down the aisle, so to speak, to the Chuppah? Except the Yomara. Ruder, who's Ruder?
The brother.
Ah, so the brother is here in this case, Nevoyois. The Siyah Nevoyois Achiha. Nevoyois, the brother of Mochlas, went and he wasn't the Masada Kedushin, but he was the one that led her to the Nisuin. Okay, so therefore we know that Yishmael now died at that time. And how many years was he older? He was 63 years older than Yaakov. It's the Chasimin that at the age of 137, Yishmael died, and Yaakov Avinu was 63. Fine. Now after that, what happens? So if we continue on in the narration of the Torah, so it says that Yitzchak sent Yaakov away and said, you know what, go to Lavan and try to find the Shidduch over there. And he went back to Lavan, and it says in the Pasuk, he was Shitin Liklas. We just got finished saying that at this time, he, Yaakov, was 63. The Arbeisa, and then there were 14 years that he worked for Lavan, Ad Nisyal and Yosef, until Yosef was born. As the Pasuk says in Parashas Vayetze, Zeli Esrim Shana Bebeisecha, Yaakov is talking to Lavan. He says, I've been with you now for 20 years. Avadaticha Arba Esrei Shana Bishtei Venoisecha. Of the 20 years, I worked 14 years for your daughters. Meaning that he got married, as we know, to Leah. He had waited to get married to Rachel for 7 years, and then Lavan made the switch, Leah and Rachel. Fine. So he married her after 7 years. And then a week later he married Rachel. And then he worked again for 7 years. At the end of that 14-year period, Yosef was born. And at that point he said, now it's time to think of, let's work out some, let's leave, because I, Baruch Hashem, I've gotten now Yosef. And then Lovin said to him, no, don't go. I could use your work, and I'll pay you for your continued work. Until now, he worked for the daughters, and now, as the Pasuk says, I want to leave the Elcha El Mekoyim Liarzi. I want to go back to Tati and Mami. I want to go back to Yitzhak and Rivka. Tanuas Nosha, Visiolodai. And Lovin said, "In no matzosi chen benecha, you know what? I want you to stick around. Nokvo schorcha alai v'ateina, you stay with me." And that's what it says in the pasuk. That now, finally, 6 years later, after Yaakovino has amassed this great wealth because of all of these funny-looking tzoyin, the kudim, barudim, etc. Then we ask from Shana b'Beisecha, been here for 20 years. Avaraticha arba esvi shana b'shnei b'Beisecha. I worked for you for 14 years for the two daughters. B'shei shana b'tzoynecha. Okay, so getting back to our Gemara now, we find that after, again, we were holding at the point that Yaakov Avinu left his parents' home at the age of 63. Ad l'sialed Yosef. When Yosef was finally born, is 14 years later. I skipped a word. Va'beisar, and 14 years. Ad l'sialed Yosef, until Yosef was born. Hashim Mishiva, now we're up to 77. Right? 63 plus 14 is 77. Uksiv. V'yosef ben shloishim shana bi'omder lefnei paroi. So at the time Yosef was born, Yaakov Avinu was 77. Right? He got the brachas at the age of 63. He went over to Lavan's house. 14 years later, Yosef was born. Now Yaakov is 77 years old. Uksiv. V'yosef ben shloishim shana bi'omder lefnei paroi. Now, fast forward 30 years later, Yosef is 30 years old, when he became the king of the viceroy in Mitzrayim. Right? Initially he came to Paroi and he told him the Pisren HaChalom. He went and explained to him what happened in the dream, and then he was crowned as the viceroy. Okay, so now, if we add 30 years to the previous 77 years, Yaakov Avinu was 77. If we added 77 plus 30, how much do you think that would come out? 107 years old. Now this is when Yosef appeared on the scene for the first time in front of Paroi, and he advised Paroi, he gave him unsolicited advice, it would be a great idea to go put away all of these great storage facilities of all the food during the next 7 years. And therefore the pasuk continues on, or the Gemara continues on, v'sheva shev the Sava, we have 7 years of Sava, of good, wonderful, happy years when there was so much Sova, so much food in the land of Mitzrayim. And then Vitarti the Kafna, and then there were 2 years of famine. So if we add 7 plus 2, we get to 9. And since initially we're speaking about, you said a moment ago that Yaakov was 107, if you have 107 and 9, how much is that?
106.
107 plus 9 is 116. And that's what Gemara says. Hameya v'shitzer. So Yaakov Avinu now, at the time of the 9 years post Yosef becoming king, now Yaakov Avinu is 116. And now Yosef finally reveals himself to his brothers. Remember, during the 7 years, the brothers didn't come to Mitzrayim. Baruch Hashem, there was Sova all over. Now, unfortunately, there's a hunger, a famine. The brothers came twice, and finally Yosef revealed himself to them. This is already after 2 years of famine. So at this point, Yaakov is now 116 years. Yosef says, brothers, go home, bring Yaakov Avinu here to Mitzrayim. And that's what they did, and Yaakov arrived. And the first person that he met after meeting Yosef was he met Paroi. How old are you? Now, we would have expected that Yaakov Avinu would say, I'm 116, because Daniel and everybody else agreed that that's the cheshbon, 116.
Yeah.
But instead, what does it say in the pasuk? I'm 130 years old. Didn't he say that he's only 116? We're missing 14 years. The 14 years that he was in Beis Eber, we had not calculated as part of the total, because he's 130. But according to the Cheshbon, he's only 116, because there were the missing 14 years, which we didn't talk about. Meaning, when Yitzchak sent Yaakov go and find a wife, Yaakov en route found the yeshiva of Eiver. He went to the yeshiva of Eiver and he learned 14 years. He went through Shas many, many times and he learned the Be'ion and the Bekiris and all the rest. And only after the 14 years were over, then he went to Lava. And those were the missing 14 years in our cheshbon. The Sanya, like it says in the Braisa, Yaakov Beis Eiver Mutman Arba Esri Shana. Yaakov Aminu was Mutman, he was hidden in the yeshiva of Eiver for 14 years. Our Gemara says Eiver Meis, and after that Eiver passed away, the Bach takes away Eiver Meis. But bottom line is La'achash Yod Yaakov Avinu La'aram La'arayim Shtei Shanim, that Eiver passed away 2 years after Yaakov Avinu left to go to Aram La'arayim to go to Lava. But during that 14-year period, he was together in Yeshivas Eiver Yotzim Yisham B'bol La'aram La'arayim. Nimtza kisha Omar al Habe'er ben Shivin v'sheva Shona. We assumed initially that when he came to Lavan and he met for the first time Rachel, and Rachel helped him out on the Be'er in terms of telling him when we have to take the cover off, and Yaakov either took it off all by himself, etc., etc. We had assumed until now that he arrived in Lavan's house and to the Be'er at the age of 63, right after he got the brachos. But that's not correct, because after he got the brachos from his father Yitzchak, he went to the Beis Eiver for 14 years, so therefore he's now 14 and 63, he's 77 years old. Good. So all we've learned so far is, Rabbi Yisai, that Yaakov Avinu was in Beis Eiver for 14. But we want to get back to the original memra, which is that for those 14 years he was not punished that he did not show kibbut av aim to his parents. Frankly, more than the Lord Miadish, how do we know that he was not punished? Disanya. Nimti Yosef Shapirish mi Ovid Esim Ushtayim Shona. As we'll see in a moment, a cheshbon, that Yosef was away from his father, from Yaakov Avinu, for a period of 22 years. Kishem Shapirish Yaakov Avinu mi Ovid. Same, that's like Nida Kenegan Nida. Yaakov didn't show kibbut av aim to his parents for 22 years, and therefore Yosef was taken away from his parents for 22 years, or at least from his father, from Yaakov Avinu. And that was Mida Keneged Mida, 22 Keneged 22. Now the question is, why are you telling me only 22? The Yaakov v'choyer t'losin v'shita havyon of Yaakov Avinu was 36 years. Now why do we mean 36 years? Because in addition to the 22, there were another 14 years. These are the 14 years that he was with Beis Eiver. How did I get to cheshbon of 22? The Gemara is going to tell us in a moment. Because we know that Yaakov was Beis Lavan for 20 years. Like we quoted the pasuk before, Zeli Esrim Shana Beis Secha. So he was there in 20 years. And we'll see that the travels took another 2 years. 20 plus 2 is 22 years. 22 years he was not showing kibbut av aim to Yitzchak Avinu. But it was really more than 22. Because the other 14 years that he was in Beis Eiver, that doesn't count. Like the Gemara said, God will tell the Torah, Yosef mikibbut av aim, that all those years that Yaakov was in Beis Eiver, Loinan Ashi did not receive the punishment of losing his son. Like Yaakov lost his son for 22 years until he was finally restored. And now the Gemara goes through that cheshbon. The reason why we only talk about 22 and not 36 is because those 14 years, we don't count them against Yaakov, because Yaakov is entitled to learn Torah, and that goes even greater than the mitzvah of Kibbut Av Aim. Frank Gemara, but how did you get to this cheshbon of 22? Soif, the base loven, esen, shnin havin. L'chor, you only have a cheshbon of 20 years. Why 20 years? Because it says in the Pasuk, Deli Esrim Shana Beveisecha. So how did you get to 22? El Mishum de Mishtoi Bi Orcha Tartin Shnin. Because it took him, the travels, 2 years. Desanya. Yotzim Aram Nerayim. When he left Aram Nerayim. Uvoloi Lissukois. And he came to Sukkot. Sukkot is the name of a place. But also Shom Shmoyna also Chodesh, and he was there in Sukkot for 18 months. Shenemar the Yaakov Nasa Sukkot, the Yivin Loi Boyes Ulmikneu also Sukkot. So what's the raya from that? It says Yaakov went to the place called Sukkot, the Yivin Loi Boyes. When you're talking about making a bias, bias as Rashi means Liyamois HaChodesh for the year, because during the winter months you need a strong house. You can't go and live in a bungalow or in a sukkah during the winter months. Unless, of course, they are insulated, but normally not. So therefore, he went to Sukkot, Nasa Sukkot, and we darshu the word Sukkot as if it means Yimei HaKayetz, because during the Kayetz, during the summer months, you do go and move into a sukkah type of structure. In other words, like a bungalow, something which is far more primitive and not sophisticated and not insulated and not warm like a house. So Yaakov went to Sukkot, it means he was there for one summer. But even Leibois, and then he was there for a bias, it means he was there during the winter. Well, McNeil also Sukkot, and he made another series of Sukkot, meaning again another summer. So I have two Kaitzim and a Choyif in between. So therefore that gives us 18 months. Right? A summer plus a winter is already 1 year. Add another summer is already 18 months. And Ubeisel also Shisha Chadashim, he stayed there for another 6 months. Vikrav Zvachan, he worked upon us. So 6 together with 18 gets us to 24. It's 2 years altogether. So therefore, if we add to the 20 years that Yaakov was Bebeis Lavan, 20 years, and the travels took him 2 years, it's 22 years altogether. Before we continue, I see Rabbi seems to have a question.
Yeah, nobody could explain what's the reason that he delayed for 2 years going back. Why did he stop for 2 days, for two years?
I don't know. If I find something, the reason why I stayed in Sukkot for 2 years and traveled for 2 years, I don't know. But if I find something, I'll be happy to share with you.
He was concerned about tax issues. There's probably the authorities.
Rabbi Shai says he thinks there might have been a problem with tax issues that he didn't want to be home and he had to be on the road and somewhere else. Kvaisnish. Anyway, so that's the 22 years. The question is, how do we know that Yosef was missing for 22 years? And the answer is because we said that Yosef was originally together with his parents, and when was he taken away with the Maaser with his brothers? At that time he was 17 years old. The next time that we find Yosef's age mentioned in the Torah was when he stood in front of Paray, and at that time he was 30. So therefore there's a 13-year gap. And then you add to that the 9 years of the 7 years of Soiva, 2 years of Kachna of Ro'ov. So the 9 together with the 13 gets you to 22 years. So Yosef was missing to his father Yaakov 22 years, and Yaakov was missing to his father Yitzchak 36 years, but we only count the 22 and not the 14, because the 14 he was Oisik Potato, no tain on him that he was not Mechabed of the.
Can we go back to that, because it's a Titania. Yaakov Beveis Aver Mutman Arba Esrei Shana.
Correct.
So Aver Meis La Acher Shiyara Yaakov.
The Bach says we take out this Aver Meis. So this is really Limal of Limayit. You could skip from Aver Meis until Yotze Mishon Mavol El Aram Nerayim. If you look at it, I'm not making this up. If you want to look at the Aleph and Beis of the Bach, he takes it out. You see. Aleph, the Tanya, Hoye Yaakov Avinu Beis Eber, Mutman, Umishamish Arba Esri Shona, the Acha Shiorad, the Tevas Eber Meis Nimchak, all of that is taken out.
And it's pretty difficult to understand. Yaakov Avinu was building the ship, the car, and his father told him about to get married.
Yeah.
And yet, the 14 years, then that's the same 14 years that he was working. Was even the father.
Right. So you're saying, why is he punished for that?
Just in general, it's a very difficult concept.
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, it wasn't like he was sitting there. I mean, it was the ship that caught come from that, those.
Right, those 14 years.
Those 20 years.
You can send a letter, I'm doing all right, Dad.
Or a telegram, or call him on the telephone, or sending him an email.
I mean, in the same respect, that's what's my thought. when Yosef was down, he's now the viceroy of Mitzrayim for 9 years.
Why didn't he send him a message?
These are all questions. So this is called Munna B'Tafel.
All of here, exactly. So on to the next mission, new parak. Look, the Gemara had Allah Megillah Nikras, Allah Megillah Nikras, Allah Megillah Nikras, and we start the second parak in the Sechtes Megillah. Zok the Mishnah, Ha Kuriyas Megillah Mafreya Lo Yotze. Whoever reads the Megillah backwards is not Yotze. What does that mean backwards? It doesn't mean that you go the last word and the word before that and the word before that, but rather is Machloikis. Some say it means like one parak in front or in back of the other. In other words, instead of starting with the first parak of the Megillah, you start with Perek Beis, and then you work your way back to Perek Aleph. And some say it refers to Psukim. Then instead of starting with Hibim Meach HaShveirosh, which is the first Pasuk, you start off Bishnah Sholish Lamolchoy, Asa Mishteh. In other words, you start off with Pasuk Beis, and then you repeat, then you say Pasuk Aleph afterwards. So Mafreya means you go and do it in a backwards fashion. Anyway, if you do that, Lo Yotze. Kor Alpe, if you
structure that, if you read the Megillah, I think what happened then was just a lesson back.
That's
Al Pidrush. Very good. So Brother Shai says, Lamafreya means also Al Pidrush Drush, that you go and say, this is something that happened historically many, many years ago.
Yeah,
it doesn't really have anything to do with us today. No. You got to go learn from what happened in the past and learn lessons for the future. That's why it says, Ezeo Chochem Haroya Es Hanoilad. What means Haroya Es Hanoilad? Noilad has two interpretations. Noilad is something that was born already, and Noilad is something that will be born in the future. So a Chochem goes and reads from what happened in the future and learns his lesson for how to act with respect to the future. He learns from what happened in the past how to go and act in the future. Good. Back to the Mishnah Liyat. Shkoyk. Kara Alpeh. If a person goes and reads the Megillah Alpeh, in other words, without looking in the Megillah, he reads it from a Chumash, or he reads it totally Balpeh, or Kara Targum B'Chaloshin, he reads it in any other language other than Hebrew, Lo Yotze. Again, you're not Yotze. However, for a person who speaks a foreign language and apparently does not know Lashon HaKodesh, he reads for the Frenchman in French, for the Englishman in English, or Haloyish Hashem Ashuris, or someone who doesn't understand Hebrew but he heard the Hebrew lady, he is Yotze. And Rashi points out that we have a contradiction. We just said a moment ago, if you read it B'Choloshoyim, Lo Yotze. But you're allowed to read it to Lo Yazis Belaz, which means b'chol lashon, and you are Yotze. So, how do the two work together? The Gemara is going to ask and answer that question. Continuing the Mishnah, Kara Sirugin. Sirugin means that he took pauses in between. In other words, he laid 5 psukim, he took a coffee break for 10 minutes, and he comes back and reads the next 10 psukim, and then he takes a smoke for a few minutes, and then he comes back again and reads. So, Sirugin means to go and do it in pieces, as opposed to reading it all together as one. Or if he learned it misnamning, as he was dozing off, so he didn't have his full faculties, but he was reading it. Yotze. Hayekoisva, if he was writing the Megillah, he's like a sofer, he's writing the Megillah, or Dorsh Umagia, or he's going through the Megillah and he's being Magia it, Im Kivan Liboy, if as he is writing, or he's being Magia means to fix any errors, to go and check it out. Im Kivan Liboy, whilst he was going through, he was saying the words, and he was Mechavan to be Yoitza, the mitzvah of Megillah Leini, and he's Yotze. Vinivlav, however, if he didn't have in mind to be Yoitza, Lo Yotze. So, from our Mishnah, it sounds like that there's mitzvah Sriches Kavanah. That to be Yotze mitzvah, you have to have Kavanah. And this Mishnah and this type of discussion we've had already before. And the Gemara says, Lav Davke, that we Mechavan Liboy to go and be Mechavan to be Yotze, the mitzvah of Megillah. It could also mean Kivan Liboy to go and say the words properly. Because when a person is writing a Sefer Torah, or in this case, writing a Megillah, very often they're not going to pronounce the words the way that we pronounce them, but they're going to pronounce them phonetically so that he knows exactly how to go and write it. Because after all, to go and write the Sefer Torah, or to write a Megillah, very often it's missing a vav, or there's an extra vav, so it's easier if you go and write the words phonetically the way you remember it, so you know that here's missing a vav, there's an extra vav, and v'chulis, etc., etc. So therefore, it could be im kiven liboy, if it was machavin, to go and read it properly, then yotze. But if la, but he was just reading it stam, or phonetically, lo yotze is not yotze. If he didn't write it with your normal ink, but rather he used one of these liquids, the Gemara is going to tell us what these liquids are. Alaniyar, on a piece of paper, not necessarily like our paper, but he means something other than cloth. V'alhadiftera. Lo yotza adjuta he ksuva ashuris ala sefer b'dioy. The only type of kosher Megillah is if you're written with ksuva ashuris, that means ksav ashuris, which is the special Hebrew lettering like we have the font that we use for the Sefer Torah. Ala sefer on a piece of on cloth, u'b'dioy, and using regular normal ink. Well, Mitch, and we're going to expound and expand on all of this in the Gemara. We go back to the first halacha. You know what I mean? How do you know that if you read it lemafreya, you're not yotze? Omer Rava. The Omer Kroh says in the pasuk, kichsovam vechizmana liyos oisim eshnei hayomim ve'ela bechol shana v'shana kichsovam vechizmana. That kichsovam vechizmana comes to tell you, ma'azmanim lefreya loy. Just like you can't go and turn the clock around, you dalid of Adar always comes before Tesvov of Adar. You cannot go and have Tesvov coming before Yudalid. So just like Zmanim L'mafrei Aloi, Afksavim L'mafrei Aloi, so also when you're talking about reading from the Megillah, it can't be in reverse order or backwards. Freiti Mora, I didn't hear the word Kriya, I heard the word Ksiva. Afksavim L'mafrei Aloi, Midi Kriya Ksiva, Hochasiya Ksiva, Tehsiv Liyos Oysim Eshnei Hayom Mo'ele. So, Oibazoi, the Asiyah has to be done kizmanam, in order, and not backwards. So, for instance, if you are a Tesvav person, you cannot be Yoitza the mitzvahs of Shlachmonis, and Matanis Levyoinim, and Sudas Purim the day before. Yeah, well, why not? Because you have to do it. Kichsov and kizmanam has got to be in the proper time. Liyos Oisim kizmanam. But here it doesn't say anything about Kriya, it talks about Asiyah. Oh, I have a hekish iskish zchir asiya. Ma'asiya l'mafrei aloi, I have zchir l'mafrei aloi. Just like asiya, you can't do things backwards. If you're a yudalit person, you can't do it tesvav. If you're a tesvav person, you can't do it yudalit. You got to do it in order of the calendar. Have zchir l'mafrei aloi if you're going to go and say the read the Megillah, and you're going to go and do it backwards. Also, no good. So this is the makor. Koyris and Megillah Mafrei LeYotze from the combination of the Chizchavam Chizmanam and the Hekish of Niskarim Venasim. And now the Gemara goes off on a tangent for a while. V'chein v'halel v'chein v'kriyishma u'betfila. The same thing applies. By Halel you can't mumble jumble it. You got to go and say it in order of the Kapitlach of Tilim in Halel. And the same thing applies to Kriyishma. You cannot go and say the second parsha of Kriyishma before the first parsha of Kriyishma, or the second pasuk in Kriyishma before the first pasuk. It's got to go in order. And the same thing with Tfila, you have to go and say the 18 or 19 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei in order. And now the Gemara is going to give us the makoros, the origins, the sources for each one of these three. Halal min olan rabba omen dechsiv. We say in Halal, min mizrach shemesh ad mavoyed, mehulul shem Hashem. Min mizrach shemesh means from the east until mavoyed, until the west. Meaning that the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. You'll never find that the sun will rise in the west and set in the east. And therefore, the way that we're mahul, shem Hashem, we are mahalo, we praise Hashem, is in the normal order of things from east to west, which means in order and not backwards, not the mafre. Rabbi Yosef Amar, we say nahal, zeh hayoyim osu Hashem negilu v'nesu chavoy. And just like the Seder hayoyim always goes in order, you start off with 12 and then 12:01, and then 1 o'clock, and 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock. You'll never find that a day will be 3 o'clock, and then 2 o'clock, and 1 o'clock. It always goes in order. So, and when you go and say Hal, it also goes in order. And therefore, the Mafreya is no good. Rav Avi Omar, Yehi Shem Hashem Mevoirach. And Rashi said that the word Yehi is from Bahavyoso Yehei. It's got to be in the normal way of things. The normal way of things is to go and say it in order, and not backwards. It says, Mi'ata means from now and forever. You wouldn't say forever until now. That would be crazy. Now until forever. And that's the way you have to be Mahal Shem Hashem. So it's got to be in order. Okay, so Halal, we have four or five different psukim. Now let's go on to Krishma. Krishma Nisanya. Krishma Kichsova. At the moment, we're not talking yet about the Indian of Lamafreya, we're talking about, can you be Yodzei saying Kriyishma in English, or in French, or in Yiddish, or does it have to be Stavka Kichsava in Lashon HaKodesh? It says in Braise, it's a machlaikis, Rabbi Vachacham. Kriyishma Kichsava Dibri Rabbi. Rabbi says you're only Yodzei Kriyishma if you say it in Lashon Kodesh. No. What happens if a person doesn't know Lashon Kodesh? He could take an art scroll sitter, and he could say Kriyishma in English. Frank Timura, my time to Rebbe is, Rebbe come from this, it has to be Kisava. Omikra, because it says, Vahoyu had Varma Eila. And whenever you have the word Vahoyu, means Vahavyos and Yehu, it's gotta be exactly the way it was given. The way it was given was in Hebrew, Lashon Kodesh. You gotta say it Vahoyu, Kavyosan, in Lashon Kodesh. Rabbanan, my time, why the Rabbanan say Vahaloshin? Because it says Omikra, Shema Yisrael. Shema Vahaloshin, Chatu Shemeh. Any way that you can understand, that you can go and hear and listen and appreciate what's being said. If you know English and you're saying Krishma in English, then you understand what's going on. So that's the definition of the word Shema B'Cholosh. Okay. Pray to more of a Rebbe, Nami Hoksiv Shema. Doesn't Shema sound like what the Rabbanan said B'Cholosh? So we boy le hashmi li oznecha ma she'ata moitza mipicha. I need that Shema to tell you something else. And that is that when you recite Krishma, don't say it quietly to yourself, but at least say the words audibly so that you can hear it. Not so loud that you drown everybody else in shul, but it's got to be loud enough, Hashmi l'osecha, that your own ears hear what you have just said or what you are saying. Oh, so I need Shema for that. Rabbanan Sabri, Kamadi Yomekar, Shema v'lishmi l'yosa yosa. Rabbanan hold, it's not an absolute requirement. You could say it so quietly that you don't hear it yourself. You just say the words quietly. Regular Rabbanan Nami Hoksiv v'hoyu, isn't... Doesn't it say the word Vahoyu? And doesn't that Vahoyu imply, like Rebbe said, Bahav Yosan Yehu, that it's got to be Davka in Hebrew and Lashon Kodesh? Now that Vahoyu Advon Me'ele comes to tell you it's got to be in the normal order of things, like the Kriya Shema is written in the Torah, and don't start playing with the words or the psukim or the parshiyos and reading it backwards. You got to go and do it straight, like Vahoyu. Ah, so this is already the Makar, according to the Rabbanon, that Kriyishma cannot be lained limafrei. For Rabbi Shlo Yishma Likam limafreya, minole, how does he know? He cannot learn it from Vahoyu, because he learns from Vahoyu that it's got to be Davka in Hebrew, in Lashon Kodesh. So, how does he know limafreya? Oh, it says in the Pasuk, Vahoyu, hadvarim ha'ele. It could have said Vahoyu, dvarim ha'ele. Why did it say hadvarim? The extra hey comes to tell you that it's got to be in this order. So Vahoyu says it's got to be Vavyosin Yehu in Lashon Kodesh. Hadvarim comes to tell you it's got to be in this order and not backwards. So now I have both, according to Rebbe and the Rabbanan, Mikoyrois for the din of the Mafreya. Yes.
We learned earlier in the chapter, though, that you could write the Torah, other than, I think we said, Tefillin Mezuzos, we can write that in any language.
Mm-hmm.
So how's Bahayu? You're writing in English.
So we're only focusing at this moment on Kriya Shema. The question about the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula, we're going to address in another two or three lines.
But even these drushes, if the Sefer was written in English, according to what we had earlier in the Sefer, which seemed to be the...
Yeah, but we're not talking about reading it from the Sefer Torah. Here we're just talking about reading Kriya Shema.
Uh-huh.
So you could read Kriya Shema from a Siddur, or for that matter, you could even read it by heart, Baal Peh. Although it said normally, but if something is rogil, if somebody knows the words perfectly, you can go and say it Baal Peh. And that's why people are chasanis and they don't have sidurim or something, and they go and lay Krishna Baal Peh. Hopefully they're not missing any words, but the point is, we are talking about the din of Krishma now. We're not talking about Ksiva Sefer Torah. We're going to talk about Sefer Torah in another moment. We're going to get to that. So getting back to our Gemara, so far we started off, how do you know Kriyishma cannot be read Limafreya? So we have two answers. According to Rabban, I learned it from Bahayu, and according to Rebbe, I learned it from Hadvarim. What do they do with the extra hey? They didn't have any Masoira that is a special drasha. It's normal writing. There's nothing special about it that we should make a special drasha. And this, now we are getting to Brother Shai's question. And that is, by the fact that Rebbe says, it says Vahoyu, that Kriyishma is Davke gotta be in Hebrew, Lashon Kodesh, etc. It sounds like that this is a special, unique halacha to Kriyishma. but the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula could be read and presumably even written in any other language. Is that true? As a freitimar. That the rest of the Torah, besides Krishna, it all could be b'choloshin. Why does it have to be b'choloshin special? Oh, b'choloshin kodesh. Everything has to be b'choloshin kodesh. Now the question is, what is the Gemara addressing when it says kol haTorah kulo b'choloshin nemra? The rest of the Torah has to be said b'chol, can be said in b'choloshin. So Rashi really doesn't address it. Rashi says in the third line, b'choloshin nemra, l'kroisa b'choloshin, you can read it in any other sprach, any other language. Over here, it's Hebrew, everything else you can read, b'choloshin. But the Tab Toisvis says that l'choira, the only other kriya that we have throughout the year, is the kriya satayra. But the kriya satayra on every Shabbos and every Monday and Thursday, that's only a takana of Chazal. That doesn't say anywhere in the Torah. So Ibazoi, so what are you referring to? B'choloshin nemra. Says Toisiv Lechoyra, it's talking about Parshas Zohar. Parshas Zohar is a mitzvah. Zohar Eis Asher L'chol HaMolek. So that's a mitzvah that you have to go and read it. And today everybody's very makbid, and even the women come and listen to the lady of Parshas Zohar. Ah, so that's Minat Torah. That's got to be read in Hebrew and not in English. But Toisiv says, I think it's referring to other things as well. It's referring, for instance, to the mitzvah of chalitza, where the yevama has to go and say, "Me'ein yevami lahakim la'achav shem yisrael ovayadmi." The onza va'omra, she has to say it. She can't be yoytz in English. She has to say it in Hebrew. And the same thing is Parshas Egla Rufa, where the Chachamim and the Zakenim get together and they say, Yadein Lishafchus Adam Azeh, Ve'inein Lero, they gotta go and say it in Hebrew. Exactly, the whole Gansa Parsha. And the Vidui Meiser, that Rami Oyved Ovi, and then I did all everything I'm supposed to, and Hashkifim and Gotchchem and Hashemayim, the same thing by Bikurim, at the beginning of Parshas Kisoba, I believe.
The Mitzvah of Hakil is the Reister of all.
Mitzvah Hakel is the Reister. Stein Hakel is so that would be another thing. So you're saying we could add that to what it says.
And theory, that'd be derisive, no?
You know, not a theory. It's definitely derisive, for sure. So anyway, so we have a number of isolated examples here and there where you'd have to go and say it according to this Gemara in Hebrew. So frankly, Mariette, but based on what you're telling me that says Vahoyu only by Krishma, could you say all the other things b'chol lashon? That's the Gemara's kasha, Alibin Rabbi. So Timon Levi comes over Rabbi, kol haTorah kulo b'chol lashon nemra, the Isol Kedai to b'lashon haKodesh nemra, l'mele mechtav Vahoyu. So Timon, no. Kol haTorah kulo also has to be lashon haKodesh. It's Isol Kedai tech. Amina, the word Amina is l'chayim missing. So k'daitach that Shema kirabbanon. I might think that since the Rabbanon darshan were the Shema, b'choloshin she'ato shoymeya, that Kriya Shema is different. So kol haTorah kulo has to be in Hebrew and Lashon HaKodesh. Shema is different because it says Shema, b'choloshin she'ato shoymeya. Therefore, kasa rachmona b'hoyu to go and knock out that Shema and to neutralize it. Don't think like the Rabbanon. B'choloshin, no, b'hoyu, it's got to be, but Yosin Yehu, it's got to be b'loshin HaKodesh. L'choyra, the obvious question would be, so let it not say Shema, and let it not say b'hoyu. In other words, you're bringing up a straw man just to be able to go and shoot it down. Don't say Shema, don't say b'hoyu. The answer is, but it has to say Shema, because Rebbe Dashan's Shema, Hashmeli ozlecha masha atamoytze mipicha. And so therefore Shmaska has to be said, you should hear what you're saying. However, you might mistakenly learn like the Rabbanan that Shema b'cholosho in sha'ata shemeya, b'hoyu comes to tell you, no! And therefore everything has to be in Hebrew. All of those things that we mentioned before, including Hakel that was mentioned by Simi, as well as what we're talking about in Krishna, yeah,
like,
and everything.
Like the Rabbanan, you don't need it.
Well, I didn't say the Rabbanan right now. Let us say the Rabbanan just the opposite. Then what did the Rabbanan say by Krishma? It says Shema, b'choloshin she'ato shemeh. It's mashu davke by Shema. You could say it in any Lashon. But mashu b'kol haTorah kulo, it has to be davke b'loshin haKodesh. These are kedaitach, if you're going to go and tell me b'choloshin nemra, that the rest of the Torah is also b'choloshin. You could be yoytza laning zohar by saying, remember what Amalek did to you. You can go and say Hakel. You can go and collect together everybody and lay in the Mishnah Torah in English or in any other sprach. So, that's what I would have thought. If that's the case, that Kol HaTorah Kulo is B'choloshin, then why does it have to go and say Shema B'choloshin Tata Shemeh? Is the charai the kol etayr kula has to be dafka b'lashon hakodesh? 31 nish karai. Is the chol kedai techem in a v'hoyu kirabi. I would have thought that v'hoyu I should learn like Rebbe. What does Rebbe say in v'hoyu? Bav Yosin Yehud has to dafka be b'lashon hakodesh. Therefore, kasa rachmon ishma. Therefore, the Torah tells you, no. Kol etayr kula your yoytze b'chol loshon. Any time you have to go and make any type of kriya, your yoitzer with English or any other sprach. So why do I have to have Shema, b'choloshin chatzah Shema? Oh, because otherwise I might have thought that Kriya Shema is special and unique, that it has to dafka be in Hebrew. V'hoyu b'havyosin yehu. That's why Shema says, no, don't listen to Rabbi, don't say v'hoyu, but rather go and say Shema. So now the question is, the same question that we asked late Rebbe, let it not say v'hoyu, and then you don't need the Shema. No, you need the v'hoyu. Because you need the v'hoyu to go and tell you, that's Shema, you learned Hashmi Loscha. But I need the v'hoyu to go and tell you the din of Lamafreya. I need the v'hoyu to go and say it has to be in this order. It has to be, you can't do it faket. Ah, so I need the v'hoyu. But say the Rabbanan, but you might mistakenly learn like Rebbe that the v'hoyu comes to tell you it's got dafka be, b'av yosin yehei dafka in Hebrew. So I'm telling you, no. It's b'chol loshen, just like kol teira kulus b'chol loshen. Kriya Shema is also b'chol loshen because it's Shema b'chol loshen she'at shemeh. So if I have no concrete raya one way or the other, what Rebbe or the Rabbanan would hold b'chol teira kula, I only know what they hold by Kriya Shema. And with this, we've concluded the discussion on Kriya Shema, and now we come to Tefillah, that you have to say Tefillah in order. And this is very, very important, because if a person, when he's looking in the Siddur and he's a little bit absent-minded, and then after he finishes one or two brachas, he says, hey, didn't I skip one bracha? I went all the way from Slach Lanu to Refainu, and I left out Re'inu V'Yonyenu. Can I go back to just say it here and just go on? No. It has to be dafka in order, and if you ever, in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, mix the order, then you have to go back to where you made your mistake and say those brachas over and continue on. You can't go and reverse or change the order. How do I know? Minolot. The Sanya Shimon Apikuli Histir Shmoina Esri Brachos Nei Ram Gamliel Al Seder Biavne Shimon Apikuli. How did he get such a funny name? Hapikuli, says Rashi. Apparently, that was his parnasa. The word pikula in Aramaic means tzemer gefen. Tzemer gefen is cotton. So Shimon Apikuli was a cotton dealer, a cotton seller, a cotton picker. He had something to do with cotton. Anyway. So what was he? He was the one that was given the job of being Masada, the Shemoneh Esrei Brachos, in front of Gamliel, Aseh to Biafne, and Yafne. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan, V'amri B'masih, Satana, we learned in the Braisa, May of the Esrei Zekenim, 120 Zekenim, U'behem Kama Neviim, Tiknu Shemoneh Esrei Brachos, Al Aseh. They were the ones that were Masakin, the 18 Brachos of Shemoneh Esrei, on the Seder. And the Gemara is going to ask him, Yetz Hashem, on the Omid Aleph, so then what does Shimon HaPikuli do? You're saying Shimon HaPikuli was Misader the Shmoina Esri Brachas, and now you're telling me that the 120 Zekanim and the Vim were Misader the 120 18 Brachas. It says over here Tiknu Al HaSeder. It sounds like they were Misader it in the order. So that's going to be the Gemara's Kashim Yetshim Yavad Aleph. Either we'll get to it today or we'll get to it tomorrow. Yes, Hashem.
This question.
Yes.
The mitzvah, you're not allowed to say, some say Shem Hashem.
Correct.
Yeah. So what you're saying is just as a fact of point that even though you would have to repeat the bracha again to say Shem Hashem, it's better to do that than not say Lafay. As an example,
you're not Yotzei Shemoneh Esrei if you don't say the brachas in the correct order.
Right. So if an example, Sachon Trefeinu, you start again. What, even though you're repeating the Shem Hashem again?
Exactly. And this, what happens if any time you go and you eat a piece of apple, and by accident you make, that's not a good example. You eat a piece of chocolate, and you make a bracha by your priyais. Are you yoitzer?
No.
So you have to make a new bracha. Shehako. Oh, you're going to be repeating Hashem's name. You have no choice because you did it incorrectly. Oh. Here too, in Shemoneh Esrei, if you don't do it. Yeah, even more common would be what happens if someone now, during the month of December, he says Baruch Aleinu, and instead of saying the same Talmud bracha, he said the same bracha. And he only chapped that he said the same bracha two or three brachis later. Yes, you can be mashlamit in Shemaya Tefillah. In Shemakalim, right. What happens if he's now in Ritzei? So he has to go back. Can he go and say now in Ritzei the bracha of Birchas Hashanim, the same Talmud bracha, and now and then continue on Ritzei or continue on the Sechzanu Einenu? No, you have to go back to the beginning to Refainu, where you left it out, and then go through all those brachas again. Even though you're going to be repeating 5, 6, 7 brachas, makes no difference. It has to be Aleph Seder. And that's how you learn from Magma. Anyway, turn over. Did you say Meridatol? If you say Meridatol, you don't have to repeat anything. It's only the Ashkenazim that they have this problem that if they left out Meridatol, because they never say Meridatol, during the winter months, then they have Kach Tzuris, then they have to repeat Shemunasri. How do you know that you have to start off the Shemun Esri with Ovois? Meaning we start off Magen Avram, Kei Avram, Kei Yitzchak, Kei Yaakov. Shenemar, Hovel Hashem B'nei Elim. B'nei Elim is referring to the mighty ones, and the mighty ones are referring to the Ovois HaKadoshim. So Hovel Hashem, go and give thanks to Hashem, give a bracha, tefillah to Hashem, and start off with B'nei Elim. B'nei Elim, Gvuras, how do you know that the next bracha, Ata Gibor, is Gvuras Shenemar, Hovel Hashem, Kovid V'Ois. Ois and Gevura are synonymous terms. The third one is Akela. So that's bracha number three. Then what comes after the Akela Kodesh? Which the Gemara calls just Bina. How does Atochen come right after Kedusha? And the next pasuk says, the Yedu Toye Ruach Bina. So the Bina comes right after this pasuk of Kedosh Yaakov. So after Kela Kodesh, the next brach is Bina. After we finish off Choyna Duas, we say Hashemina Bina Sarah Zacha, the Kavin Makav Zacha, right? And then we ask about for Tshuva. So how do we know Tshuva comes after Bina Tachsib? Ulavav Yovin, Aloshin Bina, Vishav, and then he does Tshuva, Verof Aloy, and then you have Refuah. Oy, oy. So I got a big problem now. What is the bracha right after the tshuva? Right after that comes slach lanu, comes slicha. This pasuk says that right after tshuva comes verofalei refua. Veitamori halchi leim refua basra the tshuva. Right after we finish haroitze b'shuva, then we say slach lanu viki chotanu. Why we say slach lanu? Go straight to refaino. Said v'shav verofalei. But so no, that cannot be. The chassid says another pasuk. The yoshev el Hashem v'rachmeu, or the yoshev l'ashen tshuva. Ve'lakenu ki arbelis loyach. That's why slicha comes right after tshuva. But Frey Timara, no, that second pasuk is a beautiful pasuk. But my chazit samchasaha smoychaha. Why don't you lie on the first pasuk? The first pasuk says ulavav v'yavin this first bina, and v'shav, and then you have tshuva. Why don't you go straight to refuah? Why do you follow the second pasuk? Did you go to slicha? After the Gemara, because I have another pasuk. This is the Yovi HaKosav HaShlishi, literally a third pasuk. V'yachri b'neim, it's in the pasuk HaSlech L'chol HaBinechi, HaRoyfei L'chol Tachli Oichi, HaGoyel Mishachas Chayoichi. So it says over here, slicha first, and only after that comes refuah. It doesn't come immediately, we have gula in between. We'll talk about that shortly. But the point is, we cannot say refuah right after tshuva, because we have slicha comes first, salech l'chavinechi, and then aroi v'chol tachiyoichi. So therefore we have to go in the order of slicha, and only subsequently refuah. Frey Timara, lememra, based on this pasuk, you're telling me the geula or refuah basa slichahi, that both re'eno b'yanyenu, gal Yisrael, goyal Yisrael, and refuah come after slicha. That's what it says, saleach and roi v'chol tachiyoichi. I voxim, but let's go back to the first pasuk. Vishav v'rafaloi. Doesn't it say over there that after tshuva comes refuah? Not that refuah should come after slicha or geula, but rather refuah should come after tshuva. So we go back to square one. Say, Gemara, who love refuah the tachluim he and refuah the slicha? The two different types of refuah. There is the physical refuah and there's the spiritual refuah. That earlier pasuk of ulavavi yovin v'shav v'rafaloi, that refuah was not a refuah like we're talking about ramach evarim v'shasogidim, when a person has some physical illness or ailment, but rather we're talking about refuah this lichei, that Kodesh Baruch Hu, I need refuah never for all my sins that unfortunately have soiled my neshama, and that's what that ulavavi yovin v'shav v'rafaloi is referring to, that type of refuah, but not the refuah that we're referring to in refa'enu in Shemun Esrei. Okay, so therefore, having all of the choices of all these psukim, After Bina comes Tshuva. After Tshuva comes the Slicha, like in the Pasuk, Kiyarbe Lislayach. Why don't we have Refuah right after Tshuva? Because that's a different type of Refuah. That's not the Refuah that we're referring to. Now that I finished off Slicha in Shemoneh Esrei, the next one, L'choyre, should be the Roife, because that's the Pasuk that we just finished saying. Hasalech L'chol Avinechi. Why doesn't Refuah come after Slicha? Why does Geula come in between? I'll tell you why. Gula comes in between because on the Rambam we teach that Asim Nigoil b'Shvius, Lafichach Kavu b'Shvius, as we'll see in another moment in the following brisa, that Mi'at Hashem Mashiach is going to come. The Gula is going to come in Shvius in the seventh year, and since it comes in the seventh year, and that's what we're talking about, Goyal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu should bring the Gula seventh year, seventh bracha. Faith Yomara, is that true in the seventh year? Va'omer Mar b'shishes koilois b'shvias molchamis b'mitzoy shvias ben David ba. What the Gemara is telling us is that Mi'at Hashem and Mashiach ben David comes b'mheira, it'll be a ganze process. In the sixth year there'll be koilois, in other words there'll be shmuais, people will be talking about Mashiach is on his way. B'shvias in the seventh year. Seventh year is referring to the Shemitah year, which we're in presently. Milchamis will be major battles, like a Milchamis Goig or Mogoig or something similar. And after Shvias, Shemitah is over, Ben David Ba, then Mashiach is going to be here. So if anything, I see that the Gula is Shminis, not Shvias. Then you said it's B'shvias. Says Yimara, Milchama Nami Eschal to the Gula, you don't have the Geula from one day to the next. The Muhammad leads up to the Geula, and therefore we're going to go after the Hascholas and Geula, and that's Shvius, and that's why we say Goyal Yisrael as bracha number 7. Why is Refuah now bracha number 8? One of the basic mitzvahs of all Jews, certainly of all males, is to have a bris milah. And you have the bris milah on the eighth day. So here for eighth day, eighth bracha. That's how refuah gets here, the three refuah. Right after Rafa'enu, we go and say Baruch Aleinu, and we say the Birchas Hashanim. This is going against those people that unfortunately monopolize the produce and then are able to go and push up the prices unfairly against everyone. And when we say everyone, says Rashi, particularly this affects the Aniyim. And maybe the Ashirim have to go and pay a little bit more for food. It's unfortunate. But the Aniyim may not have enough money for the inflated prices. The Chassid says, the Pasuk, Shvor Zeroya Russia, and the Russia that we're referring to is the person that raises the prices, inflates the prices, causing so much havoc to so many people. The David Ki Amr, where did David HaMelech talk about the Shvar Zeroya Rasha? She is in the ninth capital, tell him Amra. Now if you see right next to the word Shvar, in the margin it says Shamyut. It's in the tenth capital, tell him. And you're saying it's in the ninth capital, tell him. How does that work? So Rashi and Tosis both ask the same kasha, and Rashi says, based on another Gemara, that there's another way of counting the Kapitel Chetilim, where Ashrei and Velom Merogshu Goyim are considered to be one parish instead of two parishes. In other words, Ashrei is the first Kapitel Chetilim, Velom Merogshu is the second Kapitel Chetilim. However, if you merge the two, by the time you get to Kapitel Yud, you're not up to Yud, you're up to Tes, you're up to number 9. And you're looking at the Rashi, it doesn't sound like this. Okay, so that's why you have to look on the margin. Therefore, that's how you get it. It's not the eighth, but it's the tenth. See, there's a, seems to be a mistake in the Rashi. And then at the end, he says that you can be Mekayim that Kirsa as well. But the point is that it's, the Ar Gemara considers this to be the ninth capital, and that's why we say Baruch Aleinu in the ninth bracha. After Baruch Aleinu, we come now to Mekabes Nidchei Amo Yisrael, the bracha of Kibbutz Golias. The Chassidus in the bottom, the Atem, Hori Yisrael, Anpechem, Titnu, Uferechem, Tisu, Li Ami Yisrael, Yikorvu Lovoi. It says in the Pasuk that the Anofim are going to give their peiros, Perechem Yisrael, they're going to give their peiros to who? La'am Yisrael, Kikovalov, because they are now returning to Eretz Yisrael, and therefore we need that the trees should be full of fruits for them. Ah, so therefore you see it's Kibbutz Golias. V'kibbutz Yisrael to Golias, Nasa Din Bereshav. Now the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to do Din Bereshav, Shenema V'shiva Yodi Olaich, V'etref Kabor Sigoich. Uksid V'shiva Shiftaich Kimurishoina. I'm going to bring my shoiftim to go and be done all of the Rishon. So that's how we get to the Hashiva Shavtenik Rishon, the Atenik Rachilam. Bekimen Shanaas Adin Min Rishon, Kolu HaPoishim, the Kolu Zedim Imam. Now we're going to get rid of all of the sinners. And this is referring to V'lam Malshinim, Shnemer Ushvor Shever Poishim V'chatoim Yachdav. This is interesting because when they initially put together the Shemoneh Esrei, they didn't have V'lam Malshinim. This was only added many years later. But the Gemara is already inserting it at this time as if it was Mesuder initially. Really, it's Bracha number 19, as we know. Anyway, the Kivin Shekolu HaPoishim, once we're finished with Ramashinim, Mr. Memes Karen Tzadikim. Now we start talking about the Tzadikim. It's in the mission Miftah Tzadikim. So the Karen of the Tzadik now is uplifted. So that's what we talk about, mission Miftah Tzadikim. After that, we end the Kol Geriat Tzadikim. In the Tzadikim, we also throw in Val Geriat Tzadik Vilena Yem Rachmecha. We put Geriat Tzadik in the Bracha. Shneimah Menaseh. We talk about that. Vnizakim Vsamachlei Vchiyoger Itchem Ger. That's how the Geirei Tzedek come into that bracha about the Tzedek. The Heichem is remembers Karnam. Where will the Karen really be uplifted? Yishalayim. And that's why the right after Yishalayim Mircha Brachim Tosh and Emar Shal Yishalayim 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 Yavoyach. The Kivin Shinam is Yishalayim after Yishalayim is rebuilt. But David Shinemar Ach Yishuvah B'nei Yisrael Abikshu Es Hashem Lekeim V'estavid Malkam. That after Yeshua, they return to Eretz Yisrael, they return to Yerushalayim, and then they're going to get David HaMelech. Vekimin Sheba David, after David HaMelech, that's Es Semach David Abdecha Meir Zatzmiach, then after that comes Tfilah, meaning comes Shemei HaTfilah. Shnema Vav Yosem HaHarkoj, V'semach Tveis Tfilasi, or the same as Evchem Rotem HaBizbechi, etc. So Vav Yosem HaHarkoj, V'semach Tveis Tfilasi, David HaMelech was the one together with Shlomo HaMelech that built the HaHarkoj, the base of Migdash, and now we have the Tfilah. That's v'samach the base tefilasi. V'kimin shebas tefila bas avoida. Then you have the avoida shenemer. After that,
how is tefila to do anything?
So the tefilasi is tefila. After tefila comes avoida. The pasuk continues. And the same as the chaim rotsan al mizrachi. That's why you have avoida. Now we have ritzei and the avoida. V'kimin shebas avoida bas toida. After that we have moidim. Shenemer says the pasuk zveach zveach. That's the carbon. Toida yichabdan misa. After that you have the toida. Why do we have the Birchas Kehanim, the Dichanan, at the end of Oidah, at the end of Chonel Oidah, before we start Shalom Shalom? When did Aharon HaKohen do the Nesias Kapayim? After he came down from doing the Chatzal Oidah Mitzvah. Aha. So therefore the Gemara is assuming now that that's after Oidah. Maybe it says that he's visa harness yodav, and then the pasuk says asoyz achatas va'oila. Maybe the avoida comes first, and therefore we should go and say the yisa harness yodav should come before avoida instead of coming after toida. Let it come right after shemei atvila and before avoida. So leisok daitach sevayir may asoyz achatas, not Miksiv lasis, measis ksiv. So lasis would mean that after he finishes the bracha, then he's going to do lasis the chatzos shlom. But since measis means he already did the chatzos oilin shlomim, and therefore the birchas kahanim comes after toida. Why didn't say like in the said the pasuk right after you finish the avoida, in other words, before you get to moidim, say over there. Right after Zivech, after the carbon, you have to do the toida and not do the bracha. Why don't you come rely on the other pasuk? That right after avoida, you have yisa harnes yodav. Right before moidim, you should have dichanin. The inyan of avoida and avoida is one thing. You're worshipping Hashem, you bring kabbalah to Hashem, and then you're thanking Hashem. Umar Olay Mesim Shalom Acher Bechaz Kahanim. Why did Sim Shalom come at the end? Dechsiv, the Samuel Shmiah B'nei Yisrael B'nei Abarachim. That's of course the end of the bracha of the Bechaz Kahanim. So therefore that comes right after that we have Shalom, the Sim Shalom at the end. And Yivarachim Barachim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalom, and the bracha of the Kadosh Baruch Hu Shalom, Shenema Hashem Yivarach Es Ami B'Shalom. We'll stop over here, Rabbi, so we've gone through the entire Seder of the Shemoneh Esrei. Have a wonderful day. Baruch HaVatzlacha.